feeling about that? You feeling tingly? So fucking weird, bro. Anyways, hey everybody, it's me, your favorite podcast host, back yet with another fucking episode, because I'm on my grind. I am posting a lot for you, and that's just the type of person I am, so... To all the new listeners, stay tuned. Yeah, this is my voice, and I'm very excited for today's episode, because it's going to be a very fun one.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my days.
Bro, it is 9 right now. It's 9:35. But anyways, welcome back to another episode. It's me, the host. I mean, whilst you here with me, welcome to today's episode. I don't know, today's intro is short and sweet. Also, because it's like 9, I'm not talking too loud, but I don't want to talk too like quietly. But we have a little setup going on, so the mic is pretty close to my mouth. So I'm pretty sure you can tell. I'm trying to talk loudly, but not too loud, obviously. Let's get into today's episode, a dirty would you rather, you know, just to spice it up a little bit. Yes, guys. Okay, I am trying to speak louder because I listened back and I want to speak louder, but I don't want to be like too loud. Like I said, it's 9:37 now. It's night. My dad and brother's upstairs. But my mom's doing night shift, which is why I'm, like, recording, because I wouldn't record in the night if she was here. She's doing night shift. Thank the Lord himself. So, obviously, that's what that's... Or, you know, also reminded me to update you guys. Jude and I are talking again. When I said we broke up, it's not like... I mean, We wanted to break up because he's leaving in August, and, you know, it's like, we know he's leaving, and he was like, oh, I just can't keep being your boyfriend knowing I'm gonna leave, I still love you, blah, 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 but I can't keep hurting you, and blah, 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 and, so basically, we're still together. That's the reason why we were initially gonna break up. No, we're not cheaters, okay, we didn't hurt each other, we're great people, we're happily married, and that was the reason why we were going to break up, but we talked it through. Communication, ladies and gentlemen. Communication's all it takes. So we're still talking because I know I spoke about it in the previous episode and I was low-key kind of emotional. And I had a few people asking about it, but there we go. I don't want to talk too much about it because, like, it's my relationship, not yours. Go find yourself a husband. I am happily married. I feel like it's cringe to say I'm married, but please... Do not insult my marriage, like, there's no need to be rude. But anyways, today's episode is gonna be a great one. The mic is close to my mouth, I think I said that. So, you know, it's gonna help if I don't speak loud enough. But I'm excited for today's episode. We're gonna play Would You Rather, you know. This episode, I have it planned out. So, you know, stay fucking tuned. Let me tell y'all, like, the rundown of what's gonna happen. So, my previous episode, which was about, you know, cannabis, weed, oh my god. So, the episode's also, like, low-key doing well. I don't know, I mean, like, when I first posted the episode, because when I post episodes, like, when I first posted, they, like, perform okay, and then after, they start to take off. When I posted the weed one, it started to do okay in the beginning. So, I was like, okay. But, yeah, another question I also get asked is, when am I going to do the fucking part 2 for the story I told? And to be honest, I think I'm going to delete it. Like, I don't know. I don't have the energy to, like, tell the story. I don't fucking care. It's a long-ass story. I don't care. Maybe one day I'll, like, just tell, like, a quick, story of, like, what happened. But, that's fun. Like, we're in April, and this happened, like, last year in December. Tomorrow is May. Oh, I didn't even say what today's date is. It's Sunday, April 30th. Exactly. Tomorrow is May. So, like, come on now. What was I even going to say? This year is flying, bruh. Oh, my God. It's almost going to be June. And once it hits June, that means we're halfway in the year. I'm wasting my life. I'm not even gonna lie. But let me tell you a little rundown on what the episode's gonna be of. So, like I was saying in the previous episode, I was talking about weed. And I was just telling my stories, and I wasn't able to tell the story of my worst experience, which, you know, obviously it's a very crucial story for an episode about weed, because, you know, worst experience, you have to tell the story. And I wasn't able to tell it because the episode ended up being too long, and I don't like when an episode is too long. So I'm going to tell the story here. I'm going to tell it in the beginning of the episode so we can just get that out of the way. If there's anyone who's here for these stories, because I said I was going to say it in the previous episode, I said I was going to say it in the next episode. If you're here for that, you know, just get it over with. And like I always say, there are timestamps in the description. So if you want to, like, scout around, see what you want to listen to, always, like, feel free to do that. And another story I'm going to tell about weed is about the time when I was in the bathroom and these girls were smoking and the teacher thought it was me, but that story is like way shorter. So I want to tell like the weed stories. Like, I feel like when I tell stories, it always ends up being long, and that's like a problem. But I want to say the stories like as quick as possible, because this episode is not about weed, it's about would you rather. But I want to take like maximum 30 minutes telling the stories about the weed. Like, it's just going to be two stories. Going to say there's two stories now, get weed out of the way, and then we're going to go to would you rather. So for would you rather, what I have planned for us, because, you know, I'm back on my plan shit, you know what I mean? Before, I used to like plan certain stuff out, you know what I'm saying? Oh my god, I was so fucking confused. Wait, what? Like, I was so confused because it was like I had paused the recording and then it was saying like recording, and I was like, what the fuck? But anyways, so we're gonna play would you rather, and there's three different categories. Now, I know the episode is titled like dirty would you rather, but come on now, we don't have to be like fucking dirty all the time, you know what I mean? And the reason why I am making it a dirty would you rather is because would you rather is boring. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Like, would you rather is like pretty lame. Like, no one gives a shit. So me adding like making it like dirty questions, like, I feel like it spices it up. So that's the reason why I'm doing that. I'm not doing it for any other reason. But there are three different categories. It's going to be dirty, of course. It's going to be impossible, like, slash, like, hard or whatever. And then the last one's going to be disgusting. But because the episode is going to be titled Dirty Would You Rather, the dirty questions are going to be at, like, the last one. And they're going to be, like, the longest one. So let's say, like, the first two are, like, 10, like, impossible ones. And then 10 disgusting ones. And then, like, the dirty ones can be, like, 20 questions. Or, like, 30. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so the dirty one's gonna be at the end, because it being like the title of the episode, you know, the episode has to include more of the dirty ones. So we're gonna like answer more dirty questions, and then the first two, the hard ones and the disgusting ones, are gonna be like, you know. So that's that. We're gonna start with the hard would you rathers, and then we're gonna do like disgusting slash gross, like whatever you want to, you know, that category. And then we're going to end it off with the dirty ones. And the dirty ones, I have a lot of questions. So if you like this episode, let me know. Part two may or may not come out. Probably not. But depends also, like, how the questions go. Because, like, what if the episode ends up being, like, way too long? So that's the little rundown for you. What this episode's going to consist of. What it's going to be about. Just to, like, let you know. But I'm going to start off with the weed questions, the weed stories, get that out of the way. I'm gonna start off with my worst weed experience, so we can just, you know, tell that story, get that story out of the way, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Ain't no ways. I'm starting the would you rather questions. If I still have time, I'll tell the story at the end. But if not, we'll just push it to the next episode. That's what we're gonna keep doing, because don't wanna, like, the actual episode's about would you rather, and Haven't told that yet. I'm really excited to get into this. It's been a hard minute since I've answered some questions, and I love doing that. So let's get into these fucking questions, mate. So the first category is like gonna be like hard questions, you know, like the question that's like difficult, you know, it's like hard, difficult, you know, hard to like come up with an answer, you know what I mean? Like hard, would you rather questions, difficult, whatever you wanna, you know, say it to be. Yeah. Okay, first question. I'm excited. Y'all can obviously play the game too at home. I feel like you would, even if I didn't tell you to. But I'm excited. So yeah, guys. Oh my god. Okay. First question. Would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? Y'all, okay, let me think about this. Okay, so the other thing I was thinking of is the other day I was on like Insta, right? And I was like going through people's like IG stories and starting to compare myself to them and like, why doesn't my stories look like this? Why don't I post like this? No. And then I realized like I'm a bad bitch. Like, I don't need to post for me to be, like, I'm bad. Like, I'm precious. Sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, what is this? Like, sometimes, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I wake up, I don't feel like the best. But other days, I'm like, you know, you the one, you know? And I was telling myself the other day that I don't need to, like, basically post. For instance, like, Jude doesn't have Insta. That's a fucking miracle. Like, he's the first boy that I'm talking to that does not have Insta. Like, that's crazy. What the fuck? And I've been on his phone before. He does not have Insta. And I'm like, that's crazy. That is crazy. And then I'm thinking, like, because my main account, I don't have any highlights. Mainly, like, my second account that has shit. And it's like, I don't need to post myself for me to be bad. Like, I don't need validation from you broke people. Like, I don't need validation. So, like, low-key, I would delete social media, but the only reason why I still have it is because, like, to, like, you know, watch other people's lives. But, you know, eating the same dinner for the rest of my life, that's, oh my god, for the rest of my life, though. You know, to be honest, like, food is bussing. Like, to me, like, if it's, like, my favorite food, like, maybe, like, pizza, like, a burger or something, or, like, noodles. Noodles is underrated. Like, I feel like people, whenever you say, like, oh, I like noodles, people always think of noodles like a quick food that you make, or if you don't have money, just buy noodles. Noodles fucking slaps. Like, I can be the richest person on earth and still eat noodles. But it's, like, to eat it every day? Nah, like, low-key, I would do that. Like, give up, like, eat the same dinner for the rest of my life. Because it's not even that deep, bro. If it's, like, your favorite food, eating that every day, bro, I could eat noodles every day. I could eat noodles every day. You know, I'm just going to work out right after, brush my teeth. I'll be good. Say what you want. I'm going to eat that noodles every day. I would. Not saying I'm going to, but I would. Next one is lose all of the money you've earned this year or lose all the memories you've gained this year. Fuck. That's mad. That's, damn. I think money, I guess. I mean, I guess. But then again, it's like lose all the money you've earned. You know, all the money I have gets given to me. So it's like, come on now. I don't have a job or nothing like that. So I mean, I guess lose all the money I've earned. Technically, it's zero. Because I don't earn any money. I get money. You know what I'm saying? Next question is, have no taste or be colorblind? Be colorblind. Fuck. This one, I feel like we've all heard this question before. Oh, I was reading the question and I was like, because I was literally about to be like, actually, I don't want to read this question because I feel like we've all heard this question before. Know the date of your death or know the cause of your death? I think it's like undeniably know the date of your death. Why the fuck would you want to know the cause of your death? Imagine like the cause of your death is like drowning. So now I watch. You're never going to go in water again. Or like the cause of your death is like you get hit by a car. Or you like you're like it's a car accident. So watch. You're never going to. Bro, if I knew the cause of my death, ain't no ways I'll be the same. Imagine like the cause of your death is like a car accident. So now watch. You're never going to go into a car again. Like, I think it's, like, any, like, person with, like, an actual, like, working brain would say they would rather know the date of their birth because it's like, you know when it's coming. If I know I'm going to die tomorrow, then it's like, and then I know I'm dying tomorrow, you know. I don't need to know how, I just know I'm going to die tomorrow. Even better, I can just do everything I want to do before I die. But knowing my cause of death, it's like, let's say my cause of death is like a house falls on me and I die. So now what? I'm never going to live in a house. Like, don't be dumb. So that's the answer to the golden question. I've heard that question so many times. Next question. Flip a coin for a chance to win $20 or immediately win 100. I mean, 10. Immediately win 10. Honestly, 10, bro. Come on now. Don't be dumb. I'm thinking about, like, how many times do you, like, flip a coin and it, like, actually gets, like, what are the odds? It's, like, 50-50. Like, how often do you flip a coin and it lands on, like, whichever one you pick? Like, come on now. Just play it safe, bro. Just play it safe. Always hit a red light for the rest of your life or always get slow internet after the sun goes down. Okay, this is one of, like, something I hate, pet peeves or whatever it may be, slow internet. Like, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, I hate I feel like I'm impatient. That's why I hate slow internet. Like, I'm impatient. I don't have a problem with admitting it. Like, I am impatient, and slow internet kind of has to do with that, because if I'm impatient, my internet's slow, I'm gonna be there like, come on, bruh. Like, I'll be getting mad at my phone for not like, even when my phone freezes, like, I'm irritated. So anything over slow internet. And also, I don't drive, so like, the reason why I say that is because the question's like, always hit a red light for the rest of your life. But it's not even that bad, you just hit a red light, so what? Anyways, next question. Have the lights on or off if you knew the room was full of snakes? When I saw this one, I was like, Bro, if I had the lights off and I'm in a room and the lights are off and someone turns on the light and I'm surrounded by snakes, I am gonna cry. Like, I'm thinking of this, like, this actually happened to me. Like, I would fucking cry if I... if someone turns on the light, I'm in a dark room and they turn on the light and there's snakes around me, I would fucking cry. Because first of all, how am I going to get out? Second of all, I wouldn't know that there's snakes until I see them all at once. I might even get like a panic attack and now I'm there. Imagine I faint and I'm surrounded by snakes. So I would rather have the lights on because it's like, I know that there's snakes. I don't really want to imagine if it was like spiders. Would you rather like not know that you're in a room of spiders and then you just like have the lights turn on and then there's like 100 big spiders just staring at you? Come on now. Go blind or deaf? That's difficult, huh? I feel like deaf. Wait, let me think about this. Damn, I would never listen to music. I feel like deaf. Come on now. I feel like deaf. Because if I'm blind, if I'm deaf, I can still see. But if I'm blind, that's mad. You're not even going to, like, see anything. Fuck no. I just thought about it. Fuck no. Bro, if you're blind, you have to be, like, you have to be with someone you trust. Because you could get scammed easily. You could have like $1 million in your hand and you wouldn't even know. Like, hell no, I would be deaf. Be married to someone good looking who doesn't think you're attractive, okay, or be married to someone ugly who thinks you're gorgeous. So this is kind of like a me or them type of situation, man. Be married to someone who's good looking but doesn't think I'm attractive. Or be married to someone who's ugly who thinks I'm gorgeous. But this is like marriage, you know, like this is marriage. This is not dating or like kissing or nothing. Like, this is marriage. You know what? I would rather be married to someone who's good looking who doesn't think I'm attractive, because even if they don't think I'm attractive, I'm still attractive. Like, come on, bruh. You know, like, them thinking that I'm not attractive doesn't mean I'm not attractive. It just means that their eyes deceive them. And that's okay. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. So, because the question is like, be married to someone good looking. So that means that they're good looking. They just don't think I'm attractive. Which means that they're dumb, but they're good looking. Or would rather be someone ugly who thinks I'm gorgeous. Like, the thing is, I'm gorgeous regardless. It just has to do whether they're thinking or not. So it's like, and the person's good looking. So technically, we're both good looking. The one just doesn't know that I'm good looking. But we're both good looking in general. So it's like, come on now. I'm going to have my cake and I'm going to eat it. Y'all stay there marrying ugly people. Because I feel like someone's going to disagree with you. Like, what? You'd rather be with someone who doesn't think you're attractive? What the fuck? I don't know. Y'all stay there marrying ugly people. Y'all stay there. If anyone disagrees with me, either your confidence is low or you're dumb. Either one, or maybe both, don't know, don't care. When to, oh my days, damn. Win 2,500. Oh, 2,500,000. Or win 100,000. Oh, wait, fuck, I didn't even read that right. Win 2,500,000 or have your best friend win 100,000. Have my best friend win 100,000? The fuck? If your best friend were to win that type of money and not, like, use it with you, I don't know if that's your best friend. Like, what? Like, me and my best friend, if we talk about how we're gonna, like, go on vacations together and do this and that together, and we don't even have money. So it's like, even if like the roles were reversed, like, what am I gonna do with all that money? Like, obviously I'm gonna buy things that I want, but like, I'm not gonna spend all that money on myself. Like, I would like rather use it to like take a friend out and we go and have a good time. Like, and it's like your best friend, not just any friend. So like, come on, bruh. If you would rather take that $2,500 to yourself, I don't know what world you living in. Don't know what world you living in, but I don't know, bruh. Have a high-paying job that you hate or your dream job with only enough money for basic necessities. This is... damn. See, the thing is, in this life, guys, let's be honest, we're living for money. If it weren't for money, like, what would we be doing? You literally get... like, you're brought into this world. You get... manipulated into thinking that you have to go to school for how many years you need to go into university, graduate, get a job. You wouldn't go through that whole process if money wasn't a thing. You go to school so you can be educated enough to like do well in your college, university, whatever, so that you can get a good, so you can be qualified enough to like get a good job. If there wasn't money, you wouldn't do that. So it's like, we're living for money. Like, that's the reason why. And we use money for, like, money's a need. I don't care what anyone says. Money is a need. And money is, like, basically life. Like, money is life. Everything around us is my money. Like, that's the reason why people do things. That's why some people do evil. That's why some people do good. Like, money is the root of all evil sometimes. And... it's difficult, but like, I would rather have a high-paying job that I hate. Come on. Because I don't even really have like a dream job. Like, what's a dream job? What's like a job that's like, oh, I've always wanted this. The fuck? What am I, a cartoon? There is no dream job, bruh. There's no fucking dream job. So I would rather have a high-paying job that I hate. Like, I can just have like the job for like 5 months or something, or like a few months, and then like quit after. And, like, have bang, you know? So, like, say what you want. That's my decision. That's my decision. Like, what are you going to do? Beat me about it? Like, the fuck? Come on. Okay, next. I'm skipping questions that I don't want to answer because some of these are, like, lame. Find $100 floating in a public toilet or $5 in your pocket. And I remember there was a day I was traveling and we were in this Mug and Bean store. Mug and Bean is this like place where they sell muffins and coffee. Because, you know, when you're traveling, obviously you need coffee. And I saw this $20 on the floor and I was with my dad. So I like didn't know if I can like take it or like what I was gonna do. And I'm just thinking like... shit, but like 100 in a public toilet. You know damn well I'm taking 100. But I don't care what anyone says. That's crazy though. Like in a toilet. Yeah, but it's like I can just like use something to like take it out. I don't have to use my hand and like just let it dry. And the thing with money is like money is never yours. You're like exchanging money all the time. Like the money that you have was with someone else, God knows who, and it's going to be with someone else like whenever you spend it. So money is really never yours. So it's like 100. Come on now. Be able to read people's minds or control their mind. I want to read people's mind because like I feel like I can. That's another thing. Like I feel like whenever I like, that's kind of like how you feel when you're judged. You feel like you know what everyone's thinking. You feel like I can like walk in a room full of people and I'm thinking like everyone is thinking this about me. And if I could read their minds, what if they're not thinking about me? What if they are? Like, what if they actually are thinking about me? So I actually would rather, like, want to know people's minds. Just, like, look at someone and know what they're thinking, you know? Look at certain people, like, for instance, like, my boyfriend, to see, like, what he... Like, I want to see myself in his point of view and stuff like that. Or, like, just see anyone, you know, and just, like, know what they're thinking of me. Obviously, I don't care about other stuff, but obviously other things, you know? Like, you know, what if I, like, pass someone and they're like, oh, damn, she's hot. Whatever. I'm trying to find good-ass questions. I'm not about to read some lame-ass question. Yeah, I like paused because I heard the water again, and then this time I'm like, so now my neighbors have been gone because it's like quiet. Before I could like hear my neighbors like laughing and talking, so now I'm like, I for sure can hear water, and I checked and like one of the taps like slightly open. So yeah, that's great. At least I'm lucky. Like it's even a good thing that I was downstairs, because if I was upstairs, like the tap would have like just been running the whole night. But anyways. Next question is, always be 20 minutes late for important events or always be 2 hours early for everything else? Let's listen to this question carefully. 20 minutes late for important events only or always 2 hours early for everything else? I'm sorry, but ain't no ways I'm going to be 2 hours early. No fucking ways. I know, like, when it's an important event and, you know, like, first impression matters and, like, shit like that. But 2 hours early for everything else, that's madness. Like, that is insane. 2 fucking hours, 120 minutes. There's no ways. There is no ways. For everything else, there is no ways. Imagine you go to, like, a cinema or something and you're 2 hours. Ain't no ways. Imagine you go to class and you're 2 hours early. If you go to class and the teacher is not there, that's how you know you are too early. Or you go to school and, like, your teacher's, like, you're there before your teacher. That's how you know. That's how you know. That's ain't no ways, bro. Ain't no ways. Okay, so I've been recording this part for, like, 21 minutes. I think that's valid. Shit, actually, wait, no, that's actually long. 21 minutes, but that's gonna be like 50 something minutes. I mean, I'm already like 50 something minutes into the episode. Yeah, I'm gonna answer a few more questions and then we're gonna move on to the next category, because like I said, remember the question's about 30. I didn't even think it was gonna take me that long. Like, I didn't think I would, like, okay, whatever. Lose all of your friends but win the lottery, or keep your friends but you don't get a raise for the rest of your life? Bro, I'm getting rid of those motherfuckers. I don't get what anybody says. Like, I don't know. Because, like, I don't really only have, like, a few, like, actual people that I call my friends. Like, there's this, like, friend. And then there's, like, friend. Like, I know I'm saying the same thing. But there's, like, people that you call your friends but aren't your friends. And then there's people that you call your friends and are your friends. So, it's, like, my actual friends... And my actual friends and my friends are like two different people, and I have less actual friends than friends. So it's like the lottery, Bruh, don't even play with me. Obviously, I'm winning the lottery. Come on now. Come on now. Next question. Always have tangled hair or always have wet underarms? I wasn't even going to answer this, but then when I saw, like, wet underarms, I was like, what? Bruh. Ew. Oh, my God. Initially, I was even thinking it's, like, when you thought underarms, I was even thinking, like, have, like, wet armpit hair. Like, wet armpit hair. And I was just about to be like, oh, just shave it. But then they were, like, wet underarms. Tangle the hair though. Bro, fuck this question. And I'm not answering this question, bro. Fuck this question. This is BS. Let me answer one more question. Alright, this is a good question. Would you rather have a lot of mediocre friends or only have one really good friend? Again, you see what I'm saying? Like, there's like friend, and then there's like friend, like a friend's brain, you know? But I don't rather have one good friend. Maybe I only even have one good friend. I don't know. I don't know who a friend is today. It's like, bro, people be switching up. Like, I don't even know who a friend is. I don't even know what a friend is anymore. Like, what is a friend? What do friends do? Just let me know. Like, what is a friend in today's generation? Like, what is a friend? Tell me. Anyways, okay, now we're moving on to the next category. The next category is like disgusting, like slash, like gross, you know, like disgusting. Would you rather? These ones are just going to be like the ones that is like, ew, like, you know, like gross ones. And then we're going to end it off with the dirty ones right after this. So, yeah. First question, would you rather poop in your hands or poop in someone else's hands? Someone else's hand. Come on. Why would I want my poop in my hand? Poop is disgusting. I should say shit instead of poop, because that's like even worse. Would you rather sniff a dog's butt or lick a dog's butt? I'd rather sniff. Why would I want to lick a dog's butt? But that's... Would you rather eat a dead pigeon or eat a dead dove? Bro, pigeons are ugly. Like, bro, pigeons are so ugly. Like, they're bald at the top of their head. They're gray. They're just ugly in general. But doves are beautiful. Doves are like swans, bro. They're so pretty. Like, doves are beautiful. So, both of them are disgusting, obviously. Why would I want to eat a dead bird? But a dove is, like, better than, like, a pigeon. So, it's like... If you're going to eat something gross, at least make it, like, at least it's, like, it's something that's actually, like, good-looking. Like, a dead bird is disgusting regardless, but, like, you're eating a dead, ugly bird, which is, like, times two. Like, it's worse times two. So, I'd rather eat a dead pigeon. Like, I mean, a dead dove. But I'm going to start calling people pigeons as an insult, because pigeons are ugly. I'm going to call Judah a pigeon. I'm going to call him today and call him a pigeon. Pigeons are so ugly, bro. It's so fucking ugly. Ew. Oh my days. Let me call someone a pigeon right now. Pigeon. Okay, I went to like stopped and I like went to go and like I googled pigeon to see like what a pigeon. I already know what a pigeon looks like, and I think we all do. Bro, pigeons are ugly. And then I googled a dove. To be honest, a dove really isn't like that. I thought like a dove was like a white bird. Or am I getting it like mixed up with like another bird? You can go Google them both. But regardless, pigeon is fucking ugly. Compared to a dove, a pigeon is horrendous. I don't even use that word. But when it comes to situations like this, when something is just like that ugly, you use words like horrendous. I'm braiding my hair quickly. Hold on. Don't mind me. Black queen over here. Anyways, I'm done. Would you rather have a dozen cockroaches run over your hands or run over your legs? I think my legs. Shit, but that's going to be, like, so ticklish. Oh, a dozen? That's just 12. I think, yeah, I mean my legs, though. Just get it there. Because my hands are, like... yeah, I'll just say my legs. Would you rather bath a dead body or sleep beside a dead body? Bro, bathing a dead body, it's like, oh, fuck. Oh, damn. That's difficult, actually. That's hard. But then it's like, if you're bathing a dead body, oh, wait, actually, But like sleeping next to someone dead, that's mad. There's no, oh my God, I just felt shivers. There's no way that I'm going to sleep next to a dead body. Like, imagine you're sleeping next to someone and you know they're dead. But like, initially I was like, if you bath a dead body, it's going to be like gross because like the blood is going to be everywhere. But like, when you think of a dead body, you probably think of like, you know, just like a gray body. Because like, you know, obviously if you like die, you're going to like, your blood is gonna, you're gonna like turn gray or whatever. I think I'd rather bath a dead body. But again, that's like crazy. Just like interacting with a dead body, that's crazy, honestly. Would you rather lick a handful of sand or eat a handful of sand? Rather lick. What am I doing eating sand? That's crazy. I've never eaten sand before. I'm not crazy. I'd rather lick it though. Would you rather get married to a zombie or give birth to a zombie? I was trying to think of like a rap lyric to like say, but I can't, like my mind is so empty. But I'd rather give birth to a zombie. Marrying a zombie ain't no ways. I just give birth and like just run away, like just run away, honestly. But that's gross. Imagine like a zombie coming out of your coochie. Coochie is like such a playful word. Like, hi guys, you want to see my, okay, actually no. I'm not gonna do that to myself, but I'd rather give birth to a zombie because like I'm just gonna, it's just gonna come out of me. Then what, like if you get married, bro? Hell no. Imagine your wedding pictures being a zombie, bro. People are gonna make fun of you. Would you rather find blood in the bathtub or turn on the shower and have blood pour out? I would rather find blood in the bathtub. Imagine you open the shower and, oh my days. And the thing that would even make it worse is you know it's not your blood. Bro, I would be scarred. That would be so scary because it would like obviously pour on you. Oh, hell no. Because I'm in, oh my God, no. Wait, but like when I turn on the shower, I'm actually like outside. Because, yeah, but the bathtub one is like better regardless or whatever. Would you rather bleed from your nose or your ear? Like nose. I haven't had a nose bleed. I've never had a nose bleed at all. Bleeding from your ear is crazy. If you've ever bled from your ear, you're just extreme. Like what? How are you bleeding from your ear? I'd rather bleed from my nose. It's easier to treat. It's not a big deal. My brother has nose bleeds all the time, but me being gangster, I don't. Like I said, I'm braiding my hair, so don't mind me moving away from the mic. Would you rather run from a group of dogs or a group of cats? Dogs are crazy, bro. Dogs are crazy. There was a day, me and my brother, we came back from school. With me and my two other brothers came back from school, right? And my neighbor's dog had came out, like they jumped out from the gate and it was a big ass dog. No. I think we were provoking the dog and the dog jumped over. And now like my brother and I were like scared and we're like telling my brother to like open the gate so we can go inside. And the dog was just like running up and down the road. And my older brother was like, yeah, good for you guys. You guys wanted to provoke the dog. And he like wasn't opening the gate and he was so scared. Bro, dogs are scary. Cats aren't shit. Cats can like scratch you and stuff, but like compared to a dog, like a cat's like lame. So I'd rather like run from a group of cats. I feel like I can like scare cats off though. Dogs are like brave. Dogs are brave. Would you rather eat a chunk of hair or drink a glass of sweat? I felt the shivers in my body again. Sweat is gross, but hair is also gross. But I feel like I've eaten hair before. Like hair has gotten into my mouth before. Like obviously like a little strand of hair, obviously when I'm like doing my hair or something. But to eat a chunk, compared to sweat. Sweat is, fuck no baby. Like sweat is gross. Like ew. It's like, bro, and it's like a glass of sweat. Fuck no. That's disgusting. This is like some Fear Factor type shit. Like no. Imagine, nah. Nah, no is, no. But like, I remember I once like saw, I think it was like on A Thousand Ways to Die, like someone like kept eating hair and then they died because they like, it was like a hair clog in their body. Unless I'm tweaking and I didn't see that, but I think I did. Would you rather be given your mother's head to keep after she's passed, after she passes away, or be given your ex-lover's head to keep? Now you see, with me, I don't have an ex-lover. I mean, technically I kind of do, but like, I don't consider, like I said before, if Jude and I break up, I will consider him an ex. Like, if someone asks me how many exes you have, I will say one. But if we don't break up, I will say zero. But technically, it would be like three. But it was like online dating, and it's like, I don't really, I wouldn't consider relationships. I'm not going to refer to you guys as my ex. It's like, what do I gain from doing that? It's not like any of them were like proper people. Like, think of it like if I dated like, who's like a hot guy? Like Jude Bellingham. Then it's like, bro, even if we just started talking and like we stopped talking like a day, I will call that man my ex till the day I die. You know? Like that is like sounds like that's someone that is like, you know, like someone that's like, even if we just talk for like a few, or even if we like dated for like a day, I will call him my ex, no hesitation. You know, I have no problem with saying that that was once mine. But like the people that I online date, I never met any of them. It's just like lame. Like, what do I gain from referring to you guys as my exes? So yeah, and I never took them seriously. I was still talking to other people when I was with them. So yeah, I don't have an ex lover. If anyone's out there claiming me to be their ex, they're delusional. Like, leave me the fuck alone, bro. Jeez, I don't have any exes. So I mean, I would pick the ex-lover's head to keep because I don't have one. Would you rather commit murder with a friend or watch your friend commit suicide? I would commit murder with a friend. Ain't no way I'm going to watch a friend commit suicide. Would you rather find a dead body in your refrigerator or closet? Refrigerator, because I live with my parents. So first of all, it's not going to be my problem. It's going to be the house's problem. Second of all, in my closet where my clothes are, is insane. And another thing is, I feel like people will think it's me because it's like, how the fuck did a dead body get into your closet? So that would traumatize me. Imagine opening your closet and there's like a dead body in there. The freezer is like more valid though. I'm not saying that, bro, I'm not even gonna get into that. Would you rather choke on food or choke on water? I'd rather choke on water. Choking on food is not fun. Water isn't even that bad. You just like choke on it and then it's like after some time you're fine. If you choke on food, you have to like get it out of your throat. Because if you choke on food, it means it's blocking your airway and you could possibly even die. But if you choke on water, you're not going to die from water. You just have to like, you got to clear your throat out for a few, and it's going to be fine. My parents are healthcare workers, so, you know. Don't mind me using these big ass terms or whatever. Don't mind me, you know. Don't mind me. Would you rather eat raw food or eat rotten food? Questions are crazy. Like, these questions are crazy. I'm actually having fun, low key. It's crazy. Because I'm actually thinking of like in like an actual situation, like I'm putting myself in these situations. Shouldn't I rather do? I'm just thinking of like fear factor. Like all these questions just made me think of like fear factor type stuff. I was about to say type shit, but I'm trying to be a girl. Raw food, you could get sick though. Oh, but rotten food. Oh, fuck. It's like, oh, fuck though. Oh. I'd rather eat. Rotten food is gross, bro. I don't care what anyone says, but raw food? Ah, gross. Now I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. I can't answer. I genuinely don't know. I would rather die. I would rather die. Like, I cannot decide. They're both bad. Like, me picking one would make it seem like it's better than the other one, but they're both equally bad. So I don't know. Would you rather have a baby vomit on you or vomit on a baby? Vomit on a baby. Hey, no ways I'm having, I'm not, not, let alone a baby, anyone. No ways anyone is going to vomit on me. Vomit, bro. If you vomit on me, I would probably vomit. Like, fuck no, baby. I don't care if it's a baby, bro. That baby will live. I will say, I don't care. If a baby vomits on me, that would be my 13th reason. A baby is not even that big of a deal, bro. Just throw it in a bath or something. The vomit will come off. If a baby vomits on me, I'm just going to sit there traumatized. Like, what the fuck just happened? If it's a baby, the baby won't even, like, know what's even happening. They're probably going to think it's, like, rainbows or something. They won't even remember the day. If a baby vomits on me, I will never forget that incident, ever. So, yeah. Call me selfish. I don't care. Like, what are you going to do? Like, say it to my face. Say it to my face. Those neighbors, they're back. Like, I can hear them. They're back now. Shit, would you rather have your tongue pulled out or have your one of your eyes plucked out? My tongue pulled out. Because I feel like your eye plucked out, that's crazy. But I know tongue pulled out will like be painful just as well. But it's like, so what? I'm tired of talking anyways. Tired of this shit. Oh my days. Would you rather have a cat scratch your face or your genitals? My face. So I have like a scar on my face to wear those bandages. Because I've been seeing people on TikTok. I don't know why they have like band-aids on their face. I don't know like what the fuck. Some people even like draw hearts on their band-aids. I was like, what are you doing, bro? Like, bro, band-aids are like what you put on injuries. Like, what are you doing? Putting it on their face is like, I'm like, what the fuck? They do it to, like, for an aesthetic, and it's like, what's so aesthetic? Oh, my God, I did not say aesthetic. What's so aesthetic about a Band-Aid on your face? It makes no sense. But people be doing it on TikTok, bro. TikTok is changing the world. I would rather have a cat scratch my face. Would you rather chew someone's toenail or suck someone's toe? I would never, ever, ever chew a toenail. Ever. And I would rather suck someone's toe. If it's a girl, and then she got her toes done and everything, I would suck her toes. When I say I would suck her toes, I don't mean to say like, oh yeah, like for sure, like I would do that. I would just rather do it over like chewing someone's toenail, you know? If this was like Fear Factor, like, you know, give me a girl, let me have her toes done, you know? I'm gonna suck her toes, get it over with, we don't talk about it again. Anything like that is better than chewing someone else's toenail. Nah, you must be crazy. You must be crazy. Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire? Vampire. I'm gonna suck the life out of bitches that I'm tired of. I'm gonna come for you people. I'm gonna come for you people. Would you rather be abducted by cannibals or aliens? Aliens, because aliens are not real. Okay? I just wanna put that out there. Does anyone who has to say anything otherwise? Not real, okay? We're not in the cartoons, this is real life, ladies and gents. Aliens are not real. Don't play games with me. They're not real. So, yeah. Would you rather have serial killer as parents or have your child be a serial killer? Child. Disown. Disown. Instantly disown. Because the child is like, I just have a child. But it's like, if my parents are serial killers, then it's like, then what happens to me? Because they could, like, go to jail and shit. And, like, what if they even kill me? But even my child could kill me. But it's, like, if my parents, like, go to jail, then it's, like, what happens to me? Like, tell me. What happens to me? Imagine, like, even telling people, like, oh, yeah, yeah, like, so what about your parents? Nah, my parents kill people. Like, nah, they're serial killers. They're in jail. They kill 50 people. Like, come on. Like, a child is like, I can just disown and, like, never talk about it again. But it's like, your parents, it's like, your parents are the reason you came into the world. So, obviously, there's some sort of backstory there. I can just be like, I never had a child. Don't know who that person is. You cannot claim me as your mother. So, there's that. I'm gonna wrap this up soon so we can get into the juicy, dirty questions. That's what we're all excited for, huh? If people skipped just to jump through the Bro, if someone, you know what, fuck this, I don't even care enough to explain. Would you, yeah, I don't, I'm not gonna ask that question. Ew, bro. I feel like I don't want to answer some questions, but I'm like, this category is like disgusting. So it's like, these questions are like what makes the category. But it's like, damn, these questions are like gross, bro. Like, shit. Would you rather drink dirty water every day or eat dirty food every day?
This is difficult.
Like I said, I'm putting myself like in the situation. But what is like dirty food? Like what do you consider like dirty food? Doesn't mean like your food dropped on the floor or something and it's like dirty. What is dirty food? I feel like dirty food over dirty water though. Because I could not like convince myself to like drink dirty water. Because I can see that it's like, I can see it's dirty. If my water is not clear, I'm not drinking that. Like if it's not this, if there's just like not even like slightly, I don't know if, well, I've ever seen it before, but if you put like hot water, like if you have like hot water from a tap pour into a cup, it's like gray, and then not like, I'm not like describing it properly, but it's like it's not clear and then slowly gets clear. If my water is not clear, I'm not drinking it. Like it has to be clear. Like it has to be like clear. Like I don't care where this water is coming from. If I cannot see through this bottle of water or cup of water, I'm not drinking it. But like dirty food is like what do you consider like dirty food? Like does it fall on the sand or something? Like what? But like I feel like even with dirty food, there's probably like a little section that isn't dirty. Or like let's say you like have a food that's dirty and it's like, let's say for instance like a burger and like they drop the burger. Obviously like the inside of the burger is not gonna be dirty, so I'll just eat the insides. Or like any food, like, or like an apple, you know? I'll just like take the outside parts off and eat the inside. So dirty food, you know, dirty food. Would you rather okay, shit. I actually was gonna skip over this question, but then I was like, okay. Would you rather eat pubic hair or eat nose hair? I'd rather eat pubic hair. If you know, you know. God, if you know, you know. If you don't, it's better that way. Anyways, I'm not even gonna take too much time on that question, cause bro, ain't no way, it's no fucking ways. Bro, how many questions do I got? Shit, what the hell? Oh my days, bro. Okay, I need to like, cause I was gonna like do all the questions until I like reached the end. But let me, like, be smart about this. Let me even, like, get, like, a... Let me pick up my phone for this shit. Okay, so the questions are a lot, so I'm just going to answer, like, 5 more questions. And then we're going to go into the dirty questions. Because, again, this episode... This, not episode, but this part that I'm recording is, like, running up to, like, 22 minutes. So I know I've already hit the, like, 1 hour mark. So, and the questions about dirty questions, and we haven't gotten into that. It's because of that fucking story I told in the beginning, but at least I didn't tell the other story, because then the episode would have been, like, long as fuck. But we're going to answer 5 more questions, and then we're going to move on to the last category. And if there's still time, we're going to tell the last story. If not, you're going to deal with it. Okay, first question. First of the 5 questions is, would you rather poop your pants or use a dirty toilet to poop? And I feel like we've all once before, like, gone to a toilet that isn't, like, a public toilet that isn't clean. And there's simple solutions. Number one, you float. Like, I know for a fact I'm not the only girl who's done this before, but, like, sometimes you don't sit. You don't sit on the toilet. You, like, kind of, like, squat over. You don't sit. That's how I'm, like, you float. I feel like a girl has definitely done that before. I've done it. I do, like, I never sit, like, flat on a public toilet. I'm either, or the other one that I was gonna say is you put like tissue on the toilet seat to like, if you're gonna sit on it. That's if it like looks clean, obviously. Like if I'm at a mall or something, then like maybe I'll like put the tissue. But there was a time I went somewhere and like the toilet, like the lights weren't even working. It was like dark as fuck. Like I didn't sit. So if the like bathroom like is like fashionable, then I'll probably like put the tissue down and like sit. But if it's like looking funky, then I'll probably float. Because the thing is I would always float, but sometimes like I don't know if it's just me, but when I pee and I'm like floating, like pee has like run down my legs before. It's like so bad. So that's why it's like the thing of floating is like it's scary because pee could like run down your legs. So I'd rather use a dirty toilet to poop because I can just float. This is a good ass question. Would you rather lick? Okay. So the question says a goat's beard, right? But I want to be smart, yeah? I want to be smart. The question says a goat's beard, right? Would you? This is the original question. Would you rather lick a goat's beard or lick a goat's body, right? But I want to be smart, so I'm going to change it to the goat, okay? Okay, just listen to what I'm about to do. Would you rather lick the goat's beard or lick the goat's body? And I would rather lick the goat's beard because Ronaldo doesn't have a beard. Okay, I know that's so corny, and I know, but I just like thought about it when I saw God. Bro, Ronaldo is better than Messi. I do not care what anybody says. I would rather lick the goat's beard because Ronaldo does not have a beard. So, what are you gonna do? Fight me over like my opinion? Come on, bro. If you say Messi's better than Ronaldo, you dick riding. And it's even more embarrassing if you're a guy, because it's like, then what are you doing? Like, what? Dick riding is for females. Okay, I need to stop. I'm just making like so many sexual jokes. It's only sexual if you get it. Otherwise, you wouldn't. Okay. I'm like, days. Bitch, I'm not a stalker. But baby girl, I watch you. If you don't know that Cardi song, you a go, girl. Oh my god, I said you're a goat. I didn't say you're the goat. Damn. Okay, that was the second question, right? Okay, the question, would you rather use a public toilet when you've got diarrhea or have someone with diarrhea use your toilet? Technically, initially, I was gonna be smart with it and be like, oh, I'd rather have them use my toilet because, like I said, I live with my parents, so technically it's not my toilet. But, you know, that would kind of be, like, cheating because it's like, let me just think if I had my own toilet. But I'd rather use a public toilet because, like I said, we can just float or just, like, use the tissue type thing. Would you rather pee through your mouth every time or have your best friend pee into your mouth one time? I'd rather pee through my mouth, but because the thing is, when I pee, no one's watching me. Why would I let my... I don't care who you are. No one's peeing in my mouth. No one's peeing in my mouth. Like, I don't... Bro, no one's peeing in my mouth. Would you rather find blood in your poop? This is the last question. Or in your pee? I'm a female. So, you know, I have periods. So, you know, obviously my pee. You know, obviously my pee. My back hurts, so that's it for the disgusting, like, gross type would you rather questions. I hope you guys are loving it so far. I'm actually enjoying playing the game. I didn't know that answering simple questions would take as much time as it did. I hope you guys also like playing along with me, deciding which one you'd rather do. And I think it's time we go to the dirty questions, because that's what we're all waiting for, huh? That's what we all came here for. And if the episode, like I said, is not long enough, then I'll tell the story. Yeah, I'm enjoying so far. Rare occasion. I always enjoy when I record. I'm just kidding. That's why I do it. Come on now. But yeah, that was fun. I'm loving the game so far. Bruh, I was doing like the calculation to like see how long the episode is, because I like am recording and then I like stop and then recording and I'm stopped, so then I can like see how long I've been recording for is, and like added it all up. So I've been recording for an hour and 24 minutes, like round about an hour and 24 minutes, maybe like 25, and I haven't done the like dirty would you rather questions yet, so I don't think I'm gonna have time to tell the story. And if the episode even gets too long, I might even like remove the story, because like I said, the episode is about like would you rather, so I don't want the episode to be too long, so I may remove it. So Because I have a lot of, like, dirty ones, because, like I said, the episode is about, like, dirty, so it's, like, kind of, like, has to be, like, long, and because it's, like, dirty, like, the dirty questions have to be, like, longer than the other ones. But anyways, I'm talking. The first one, I have a lot, bro. Would you rather have sex, oh my god, with your best friend's dad or your dad's best friend? Crazy. What am I doing having sex with an old man though? I'd rather have sex with, like, okay, I need to be quiet when I say this. I'd rather have sex with my best friend's dad. Because it's like, whenever, like, if my best friend starts to get out of line, it's like, you want to talk? Do you really want to talk? Because I know something you don't. Like, you know, like, I can put them back in line if they want to get out of line with me. Like, you want to talk? I'm basically your mother. Like, watch your mouth when you talk. You know what I mean? Like, I can put them in line, you know? Next one is, would you rather be a porn star or date a porn star? I would never be a porn star. Fuck am I doing that? So I would guess I'd rather date one. I don't know, I guess. Would you rather have sex with someone whose pubic hair is completely shaved or whose hair is bushy? Y'all remember when that question was like, would you rather eat pubic hair? Okay. Yo, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But I would, I mean, like, I don't wanna, I don't, ugh, fuck, man. I mean, I wouldn't, like, if I was about to, like, do it with someone and they, like, they're not shaved, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck, no, I'm not doing that. But I would, I don't know, like, but, this is gross. I don't wanna sound like a snot, guys, fuck. But, like, the thing is, like, if there was someone who was shaved and someone who isn't shaved, I would pick someone who is shaved, obviously. But it's not like it's a preference where it's like, oh, like, you must always be shaved, no, 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 no. But, you know, if I had to pick between the two, I would pick someone who is shaved. But it's not like it matters. But if I had to pick between the two, obviously I would pick who was shaved. But, you know, I could still do it with someone who isn't, is what I'm saying, basically. Would you rather be with someone who loves rough sex or kinky sex? I feel like rough sex, like, falls under kinky sex, though. So it's like, come on now. Like, come on now. And Jude does love rough sex. Yeah, I'm clapping, and it's now 10:16. No, it's 11:16. Oh, my God. Why am I clapping, bruh? I did not say that. The fuck am I? Bro, I did not say that. Y'all hearing stuff, but I would rather have rough sex. Oh my god. Fuck, I need to rev this shit up. I need to rev this shit up. Would I rather have a partner who's 10 years older or 3 years younger than me? I would never. You can't even pay me to date someone younger than me. I would never do that. Like, I just feel like, because, like, I'm young, so it's like I'm immature. Dating someone my age is like, you also like me. Like, it's dumb, bro. But 10 years is crazy. But, like, honestly, if I had to pick between, I'll date someone older, 10 years older, bro. Ain't no way. It's 3 years younger than me. That's like 12. What the hell? Bro, imagine, like, a child, like, dating, like, an older woman. When I say child, I'm talking about, like, a boy. Ain't no ways I'm gonna let, like, a little boy, like, claim me as his girlfriend. It's even, like, a flex for him to go to school, like, oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. No, 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 no. She's in grade 10. No, 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 no. I'm here. No, 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 no. I'm in grade 7. Like, come on now. Like, why would anyone date someone younger than them? I don't get why girls like that. Like, what's attractive about saying dating someone younger than you? That's so dumb. Like, you dumb, bro. You dumb. Would you rather get paid, oh shit, would you rather get paid $500 or kiss your celebrity crush? Pay my banker, la, 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 la. What, like, why would I rather, oh, my celebrity crush, like, I didn't even think about that. I mean, like, Jude Bellingham, what is this? Fucking fire, you know, like, he is a good looking guy. So, I mean, like, but the thing is, like, if you were to ask me, like, who my celebrity crush is, I don't have a specific celebrity crush. It's like, if you ask me, it's like the same person. Because I know some people, it's like, who's your celebrity crush? And it's like, oh, it's this person, and it's like the same person every time. I don't have like a specific crush. Like, I don't even remember who my crush is. But the thing is, like, the other day, bro, I was watching Swae Lee. Like, Swae Lee is like someone that I forget he's my crush. Like, he's attractive, but if you were to ask me like, who my crush is, he wouldn't even come to my mind. But if you were to ask me about it, I'll be like, oh, yeah. But regardless, I'll get 500. Like, what am I doing? Come on now. Okay, so, like, my crush. Even my ordinary crush. Like, I already have my crush. The fuck? Come on. Would you rather receive a sexy text or a sexy pic? This is easy for me because I don't like nudes. I don't like nudes. I don't like receiving dick pics. I don't get turned on when I do. I feel like I speak for a lot of girls when I say that. I don't know what's so fantasizing about nudes, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know why guys love them so much. I don't know what's so, like, pleasing about seeing that. Like, this, but, like, I mean, I guess, like, ass is, like, ass looks better than boobs. But it, like, has to do with, like, angles and stuff, though. But, like, I genuinely don't know what's so, like, fantasizing about it. Like, why guys, like, cannot live without it. But I personally don't get turned on by it. I don't know if there's anyone who does, so I would rather receive a sexy text. I'd rather wear lingerie every day or never wear a bra. This is also kind of easy for me because Jutes that I have perky boobs. And then I was like, the fuck does that mean? And he's like, it means it doesn't sag. And I was like, fuck yeah. And then I was Googling, because I Googled like perky boobs because obviously at the time I didn't know what it meant. And basically it was like, and I also saw like, if your, like, how do I say this? If your boobs sag, you cannot, like, how do I say this? Like, if you lose your perkiness, you lose it. You, like, if that makes sense, like, you cannot make your boobs perky again. Perky means like pointy and like they don't sag and shit like that. Like, you cannot, oh, not like pointy, but you can just Google it, bro. But they don't sag. So if you lose your perkiness, you lose it forever. Like, I was Googling, and, like, Google was like, you cannot get, because, like, you can just Google it to me, because I'm not explaining it properly, but basically it was saying, like, once you, like, if, for instance, like, if your boobs are sagging now, your boobs are gonna stay, like, they're not gonna rise back up. So I would wear lingerie every day, because I'll be wearing bra, because I don't want my boobs to lose its perkiness. I don't want my boobs to be, I've seen saggy boobs. I don't want to talk about it because, like, I know there's probably someone out there with saggy boobs, and it's, I don't know what to tell you. But me personally, it could never be me. Just saying. Like, I'm not even going to talk too much about it because I don't want to offend anyone. But anyways, would you rather have kinky sex with chocolate syrup or whipped cream? Whipped cream. Like, syrup is, like, probably, like, syrup is, like, way messier than, like, whipped cream, though. Because whipped cream is, like, foamy. It's, like, it's like soapy. Not like soapy, but you know, like, how light soap is. Like, whipped cream is, like, so easy. But, like, syrup is, like, you know, like, syrup is, like, syrup is also maybe, like, even, like, sticky kind of. You know the texture, what I'm saying. So, I'd rather have whipped cream. Would you rather have sex with your clothes on for a year or never see your partner fully naked? How the fuck do you have sex with your clothes on? Bro, what? That's like dry humping. Bro, wait, what the fuck? Wait, how is that even possible? I don't know. Wait, with your clothes on? But they didn't say like all your clothes on though. I guess with my clothes on, like, what? Bruh. You know, I just have like a shirt on and like, I don't have pants. I don't know. What the fuck? Come on. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed? I'd rather be handcuffed. I don't know how I feel about being blindfolded, though. Just, like, not knowing what's happening. It's crazy. I'd rather be blindfolded. I mean, handcuffed. But, like, both seem, like, maybe it's something that, like, I would have to experience and then, like, my answer would change. But I'd rather be handcuffed. I'd rather be top or bottom. I'd rather be bottom. Would you rather never receive oral again or never smoke weed again? Like, to be honest, in the state that I'm in, like I said, after my worst experience, I hate weed. Like, I don't want to go and do weed, bro. But the thing again is, like, never receiving oral is not even, like, a bad thing for me. Like, I don't really feel that confident receiving oral, so I don't really like it. I don't know if I'm the only one. Like, I just don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't know. Man, I don't know. So, I mean, like, I'd rather never receive oral. The fuck? Okay? It's not really that much of a big deal for me. Because I feel like, even though I hate weed, I would probably, like, what the fuck? But this kid is so weird. Oh, my God. So I just, like, what's this kid? Fuck. One of this guy that I used to talk to, we still have each other's number saved. And I, like, saw what he posted. And he posted, like, a picture of the KKK. And that shit was so scary. Because I didn't even expect it. It's so scary because the eyes are just staring into my soul. But anyways, next freaking question. Would you rather only have very loud sex or totally silent? I'm totally silent sex. And I feel like silent would be, like, so awkward. Like, it would be so awkward. Like, no talking is happening. No, like, moaning is happening. Like, it would be so quiet. That would be so weird. Like, bro, come on. I feel like very loud. I mean, like, loud over silent. Like, I wouldn't want it to be, like, too loud, but it's, like, not too quiet, just, like, in between. But, like, completely silent, that's crazy. That's crazy. That would be, like, so awkward. Because it's, like, you don't know if they're silent because they can't talk, if they're not liking. Like, you, bro, that would be so weird. Come on now. Wait, what? This question's so easy. Would you rather have a stranger watch you have sex just once, or have a stranger watch you eat a full holiday meal by yourself? I want, like, a full holiday meal. Come on. Like, and it's a stranger, so it's, like, after that, then what? Like, nothing happens again. So, I don't know what that must mean. Okay, I'm not answering that question. Would you rather give 5 blowjobs per day or have anal sex once every couple of months? Anal. But there's no way I'm giving 5 blowjobs every day. Oh, my God. No man or no, bruh, what the fuck? Like, no one, oh my God, no one deserves that from me. And it for 5 every day, bro, what the fuck? Your mouth gonna, like, bruh, ain't no ways. So, I mean, I've never had anal sex before and I don't plan on doing it, but I would rather do that than get 5 blowjobs every day. Come on. Would you rather have to wear the same pad all day while on a heavy period, or wear no pads / tampon on a light flow? The same pad on a heavy flow is just you. It's like you want an accident. It's like an accident is bound to happen. Like, you are playing with fire and you're gonna get burned. But then it's on my last days. This has happened to me before. On my last days, obviously, you know, I have, like, light flows. But I'll be wearing pads, not tampons, and okay, wait, I'm folding my legs because I've been sitting here for, like, maybe even, like, 2 hours. I just, like, lose it, because when you're on your period, for guys who don't understand, you have to wear a pad. I mean, I wear pads, so I'm gonna say pad, but obviously the people wear tampons, you know, you just fill it in with tampon. But you have to wear pads all the time, like, when you're sleeping. The only time you're not wearing it is when you're showering, when you're, like, using the toilet. When you're sleeping, you have to wear it. When you wake up, after you bath, before you, like, you always have to wear it. Otherwise, you're going to stain your pants or your underwear or anything like that. So, on the last day, like, I'm just sick of it. Like, my body is just tired of it. And, like, I don't do it all the time, but I've done it a couple of times. But on the last day, I just don't wear it. Like, I'm just sick of it. So, I would rather wear no pant on a light flow. I burped. Okay, would you rather be a plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with your significant other and bring a third? I would rather be a plus one. Why would I? I don't want to share my man with anybody. Like, what? Why would I do that? Like, why would I want that? Why would I want that? So I'd rather be a plus one, I guess. What, like, what am I even doing having a threesome to begin with? Come on. Do 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 do. Would you rather have your partner only be able to use their hands or their mouth during foreplay? Their hands. Because their hands know what they're doing. I feel like, because the thing is, like, with your mouth, you got to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing if you're using your mouth. If you don't, I feel like it's also why, like, girls don't like receiving oral, because guys don't know what the fuck they're doing. But with your mouth, it's like, you have to know what you're doing. And, like, some guys don't even know where to find what. So I feel like if you get to use your hands, it's like, it's easier to work with. And, like you don't have to be experienced to know what the fuck you're doing. You can just kind of figure it out, you know. Figure it out. You know what I mean? Would you rather never be able to masturbate again or never be able to eat solid foods again? Never be able to masturbate again. Stop masturbating, guys. It does you no good. Come on. Like, keep that coochie clean. Keep that dick clean. Ugh, fuck, man, bro. What the fuck? But stop masturbating. It does you no good. Like, come on, huh? Would you rather have sex in an extremely haunted place or have sex in an extremely dirty place? I would rather have it in a dirty place. What am I doing getting down and naked in a dirty place? Like, yo, I mean, like, okay, in case y'all haven't, yeah, well, fuck. Well, fuck. Okay, in case y'all haven't, like, in case you can't tell. Well, fuck no. Fuck no, baby. I was about to say something, and I was like, actually, nah, I'm going to just have y'all guessing. But, yeah, like, I would never do it in a dirty place, ever. It's like, why? Why would you do that? Would you rather hear dirty talk, but their voice is ridiculously annoying and makes you want to die, or have 100% silent sex? Like I was saying before, silent sex is weird, but, like, if your voice is, like, annoying, I feel like if your voice is annoying, it's not even going to make the dirty talk hard. So it's, like, just shut up at that point. Like, if it was between the two, then I'd rather it be silent, because it's way better than having, like, an annoying voice. I don't know if y'all have ever heard flies. Like, bruh. Hell no. I would rather just be quiet at that point. Oh my days. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Shit. These questions are patronizing. Would you rather always finish blowjobs with coming? Mouth or facial? Mouth. We're not gonna talk too long on certain questions because I don't want to be sexualized. I'm just doing this for entertainment reasons. Please do not think of me in a non-PG way. Would you rather give up sex for a year or masturbating? Like I said, stop masturbating, guys. It does you no good. What the fuck? Would you rather have sex in the shower or have it on the floor? In the shower. But the thing with showers, like, I don't think people understand. But the thing is, like, the water's gonna make you dry. Like, I don't know if I'm the only one who's, like, thought of that. If you're lubricated, the water's gonna wash that off. Like, think of it like if you're, like, your hands are soapy and you, like, run underwater, the water's gonna, like, take the soapiness away, so it's, like, it's gonna hurt. They're also, like, having, like, pool sex, same with that, that's even worse, because then you're in the water, because, like, the water's just gonna remove all the lubrication, and then you're gonna be dry. It's just gonna hurt, bro. It's just gonna hurt. I don't care what anyone tells you, that's just gonna hurt. I'm telling you now, and, like, I don't care what anyone says. Would you rather give a blowjob to a micro penis or a dick so thick that it maxes your mouth opening capability? A micro penis. I remember a girl, this is kind of like also how I got the idea to even do like a would you rather. She was really saying, like, when a dick is small, it's easy to suck because it's, like, easy to work with. And I was like, so real. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't know because I've never even seen a penis before. I don't even know what that is. It's just a word that people keep saying. I don't even know. But what else was I going to say? The way I came up with the idea was she asked this guy, because these kids in my class, bro, kids are weird. She asked this guy, would you rather be a rapist or a serial killer? Oh, a murderer. Out of nowhere. Like, she just asked, even the class was like, what the fuck? And she just was like, asked the guy, like, with the straightest face, like, would you rather be a rapist or a murderer? And I feel like the easy answer is a murderer. Like, come on. And it was just like, bro, what? And I was like, oh my God, would you rather? Let me do that. So thank you to that girl. Thank you, girl. And okay, I'm not gonna say more than that. Wait, what the fuck? Wait, pause. Oh my God, I don't think I paused, but that's crazy. I thought I clicked pause, but it doesn't look like I paused. But anyways, would you rather? Okay, I just need to like make sure that's recording because I don't want any funky business. Would you rather have sex in a dirty, smelly public bathroom or eat cranberry jelly? Now, I don't even know what cranberry jelly is. I know what cranberry is, but I don't know what cranberry jelly is. But like I said, why would I be getting down and naked in like a dirty bathroom? So my default option is the cranberry jelly type thing. Because. Would you rather wear the same bra for a month or wear the same thong for a week? Wearing the same thong for a week is mad. Like, wearing a thong in general. I feel like people wear thongs, like, strictly just for, like, fashion or, like, to look cute or nah. So, like, I feel like, because then we're like, wearing the same bra really isn't even that deep. Because the thing is, your bra doesn't get dirty. It's, like, what you wear, like, underneath all your clothes. And it doesn't touch your armpits, so it doesn't, like, smell anything. You literally, it's, like, it's part of you, you know? Like, a bra, like, really gets dirty. And compared to, like, wearing the same thong for a week, that's insane. That's, like, not even, like, that's not even, it's weird as fuck. So I'd rather wear the same bra for a month. Would you rather receive oral sex from your celebrity crush for a week or receive a lifetime supply of croissants? Would you rather receive oral from your celebrity crush for a week or receive a lifetime supply of croissants? I don't like croissants like that. So, I guess Sway Lee and I are getting down and dusty, you know? That's fucking disgusting. Sway Lee, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Would you ever have penises for fingers or have a vulva for a mouth? I've never said that word out loud, vulva. That wasn't a fart, by the way. I'm adjusting myself because my back hurts so bad. It's kind of tough, man. I'd rather have penises as fingers, you know? Just when someone talks shit, just put my finger in their mouth. This podcast is gross, but it was a joke. But like, obviously, it's better than having whatever vulva is as a mouth. Would you rather only be able to have sex in the shower or on a table? Like I said, shower sex is gonna be painful as hell. Don't care what anyone says. Like, anyone who says otherwise is trying to lie to you. Like, they are trying to lie to you. They're trying to make a joke out of you. So, I feel like on a table is really even, I've never done it before, calm the fuck down, but I feel like it wouldn't be that bad, you know, like on the table, you're just there on the table. I feel like a table would be hard. I feel like people have done it on the table more than people have done it, like, in the shower, because, like, the shower is lame, but, like, unless you, like, have the shower and you're showering together, and then you, like, stop midway, and then you're, like, doing it with the shower off, or, like, the shower running, but, like, you're not in the shower, like, like, you're in the shower, but the water isn't, like, fully on you. Because you are going to get dry. Like, you know when you come out of the shower and your body's dry? That's why you put lotion on. Like, obviously, if you, like, do in the shower, you're gonna, like, get... You're gonna... Like if you put soap on your hand and you go under water, it's gonna come off. Especially with shower, when the shower's like pouring onto your hand. Like, come on now, come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. Come on, mate. Ooh, would you rather have drunk sex or high sex? Again, weed and I, we don't go along anymore. You know, it's not it. It's not it. It's, I'd rather have drunk sex. I feel like drunk sex would be, again, if you heard that noise, it's not a fart, it's me adjusting myself. Like, what did I say now? Drunk sex, I feel like, would, like, low-key be... Okay, I'm going to stand up, right? Ain't no way I'm going to be sitting down forever. I feel like drunk sex is, like, low-key better than high sex. Because if you're, like, high, you're going to be, like, out of your mind. Like, you're going to be, like, all over the place. But I know people have definitely done it while high before. But it's, like, you know... Drunk sex is better. Because it's, like, you're both, like, going to be, like, drunk and, like, all over each other. So, drunk sex over high sex. But then, like, I also want to clarify, like, me also saying that I've never been drunk before, but I've been high before, but I've never been drunk before. I'm just assuming. Next one, would you rather have it with the lights on or off? I would rather have it with the lights, like, not, like, completely off. I feel like with the lights, like, dim, maybe. Or, like, you know, like, have, like, the lights off, but, like, maybe you have, like, a little lamp on or something like that. That could be, like, hard. But, like, completely dark, bro. Come on. Come on. You won't even be able to see each other. You'll just be feeling stuff. You don't even know what's happening. For all you know, someone else could be in the room and you wouldn't even know. So, if it's, like, completely dark versus, like, completely light, I would pick, like, light. But if it was, like a little bit dim, then I could fuck with that. I could fuck with that for real. You know, I could work with that. I would rather have one partner or multiple partners. One partner, I already have that, so... Come on up. Would you rather pay for sex or be paid to have sex? Now, I would never do either of these because what the fuck? But if I, again, if I had to pick between the two, I would be paid. Like, why would I pay someone for us to both get pleasure? Like, for, we're both gonna, like, you know, like, have a good time. So why am I paying for you to have, like, for you to also enjoy? Like, Bro, come on. Like, I would never do either one of them, but if I had to pick, that's what I would pick. The next one is, would you rather, I'm trying to, like, be quick with it. Oh, my God, there's a lot of questions. What the hell? I'm trying to be quick with it because the episode's getting pretty long. But, like I said, the episode is about dirty, would you rather, so I want to, like, you know, make the dirty part, like, long as fuck. But would you rather be with someone shorter than you or taller? Taller. You know this, guys. Come on now. Would you rather do it in extreme cold or extreme heat? I feel like in extreme heat would be so bad. Like, because when you do it, like, your body, like, it's like a workout in a way. Like, your body's going to get, like, you know, it's like you're not going to be cold. You're going to be, like, busy, you know. I feel like in extreme cold, like, we'll just make you guys cuddle and, like, get close as fuck. Because, like, in the extreme heat, you're not even going to want to be all over each other. Like, when it's hot, I want to be, like, naked. Like, I don't want, like, a blanket on top of me is what I'm saying. I don't even want clothes on me. Like, I just don't want anything touching me, because anything touching me is gonna, like, contract heat. Like, I just want to be cold. I just want to, like, not touch anything, basically. I didn't mean to say cold. Would you rather play the maid or a sexy doctor? I feel like a doctor, like, better, because, you know, let me check your temperature, sir. Let me I'm just kidding, guys. I was just playing, bruh. I don't want to answer anything that's going to, like, sexualize me, but I also, like, want to give, like, good questions. But I said that because I saw a question that I was like, I don't think I should answer this. Would I rather have a bubble bath or a steamy shower? Bubble bath. Because, like, a steamy shower is, like, again, it's going to be hot. And, like, I don't know. Maybe I would have to, like, experience both and then decide. Would you rather cuddle every day or shower together daily? Cuddle. I feel like cuddle's, like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, how are you with someone? How are you living with someone but you don't cuddle every day? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on now. I mean, I would assume you'd even have, like, one bed. Like, what the fuck? Would you rather mistakenly send nudes to your boss or your mother? I don't have a boss, but if I were to have a boss, I'd obviously rather pick that rather than my mom. Would you rather use hot wax or ice cubes? Ice cubes over hot wax. Would you rather take a body shot or have one taken off you, have one taken off me? Fuck am I being taken a body shot over a guy? Off a guy, I meant. French kiss with melted chocolate or melted marshmallows. I don't really like marshmallows like that. I would rather bake chocolate. What am I, a cartoon character? Come on. Be with someone new every few weeks or only be with one person for your entire life? I feel like this is like not even like a question. Obviously be with one person for your entire life. I feel like we all want to reach there at some point in our life. We don't want to be a player forever. Come on. Would you rather always flash security cards and still get rejected or have a hairy sugar daddy who gets you into places? Come on. Hairy sugar daddy. Because, like, having a sugar daddy, bro, if I had a sugar daddy, I'm not going to do shit with them, but I'm still going to use the fuck out of them. That's what I think of when I think of a sugar daddy. Like, I would never do anything with them. Imagine you flash anybody, not even a security guard, and you still get rejected. Evaporate. When the episode reaches like 40 minutes, because I've been recording for 34 minutes, I'm trying to like, I don't know if you can tell, I'm trying to like speed through this because I feel like I'm taking too long, bruh. And the episode's gonna be long. And I don't know, that story I told in the beginning, like I just took too long with it. Fuck, maybe I'll even delete it if the episode ends up being like too long. But I'll see about it. It's gonna be like so weird, but we'll see how that goes. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Grant everyone sexual wishes or have all your sexual wishes granted. I'd rather have mine granted. It's like, but when it comes to like doing stuff sexually, not even just sexually, like just in general, like why would I do something for someone else over myself? You can say that's selfish, but it's like, it's my life. Like, I feel like if everyone were to be selfish, then like it wouldn't even be a problem. Because it's like, think of it like, would you rather like take $1 million or give it to someone else? Anyone in that situation would rather take it themselves. So it's like, okay, that made no sense. But it's like, if we're all selfish, then it wouldn't be a problem. Because I mean, technically, like, you gotta think of yourself at some point. You can't be doing everything for everybody else and then there's no one there doing it for you. Would rather skinny dip at a pool or an ocean? I'd rather skinny dip at a pool, because an ocean is like more open and shit. Like, the ocean is crazy. Like, where anyone can see you. A pool is more, like, you know, private. Okay. Last question. I've been recording this, like, the dirty part for, like, 36 minutes. So, if anyone feels like, oh, you didn't record it for long enough, suck my toes. Okay? Fuck off. Anyone, last question. Snort cocaine or snort your boyfriend's load? No questions asked. I would snort cocaine. The fuck am I doing? Snorting load. That's mad. That's insane. Y'all, I just like added up everything and the episode's almost about to be 2 hours. So I'm glad I stopped when I did. That's it for today's episode. It was very fun to film. It is currently 11:51. It's like 9 minutes to 12. I'm really dedicated to this podcast. Like, I'm so happy I recorded a full episode. I'm proud of myself. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed recording it. Let me know which episode you want me, like what type of episode you want to hear from me. If you want me to do a part 2, let me know. Just talk to me. The fuck, I'm not gonna bite you. Follow the gram debb.aje. Again, debb.aje. The episode's about to be 2 hours. So I don't want to record this for too long. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you played along. Hope you enjoyed the story. I'll tell the other story in the next episode. Stay tuned. Stay safe. Do what you want. Don't have sex. We're all saints at the end of the day. I love y'all. Thanks for listening to me. My past few episodes have been doing great. And yeah. That's me clocking out. Peace and love.